It's not often before a KSRO live line that I sit here in the studio with a gold pan and with some pay dirt, as they call it, but that's what we're doing this morning. The recent storms have created a mini gold rush, uncovered some things apparently. In the studio with us this morning, Randy Ritchie from Santa Rosa Gold Diggers and Rob Kinney, who is a gold nugget purveyor. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us. I didn't know there were gold diggers in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, there's a few of us.
Yeah?
Yeah, we actually have a club.
A club? Yeah. Okay. Well, gold diggers, you know, that could mean a lot of things.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, but in this particular case...
We get razzed about that.
Yeah, you're talking about the actual looking for gold, right?
Exactly.
Now, what does the storm activity that we've had over the winter, the deluge of rain, what does that have to do with the search for gold?
Well, the heavy waters... The amount of rain that we've had, it washes the gold down out of the hillsides. It's called placer gold. Ancient gold is gold that was found in the 1800s. This is placer gold. This is gold that is now just coming down through the streams and being trapped in the ground. Gold is 19 times heavier than any other material that you have.
Yeah, that's heavy. This is an ounce of gold I'm holding in my hands, and it's very heavy.
It's going to want to drive its way down to the bedrock. And what we do is you have to dig into the ground and classify the material out, and then with your gold pans, pan it out. And it's called gold fever. This is gold fever right here.
It sure looks like it.
Yeah, the heavy rains really wash away a lot of overburdened, the top material that you got to dig through to get to the bedrock. So it's really, really cool.
Well, it makes sense considering all the other things that the rains have uncovered, you know.
Well, one thing you got to do is you got to study the stream where gold actually could lay. There's gold on the Russian River. There's gold Copeland Creek and Rona Park. There's gold in Marquis Creek. It's just how much you want.
Very, very fine, and how hard do you want to work for it?
How hard do you want to work?
Right. Do you want to get in on this, Larry?
Well, I've also read that the drought also had the effect of lessening the water levels and allowing people to get to gold where they normally couldn't get to it.
Yeah,
that's exactly
you could actually
right.
get to the middle of the rivers easier, where your gold is more concentrated. The heavier it is, the lower it's going to drop. So, yeah, the deeper you go, the more you're going to find.
Well, one of the things that I notice about gold panning, since you were kind enough to bring in the accoutrement, is that since the 1800s, the technology in gold panning doesn't seem to have changed too much.
Oh, yes, it has.
Oh,
very
it has?
Much so.
Okay, how so?
There's innovators out there. You know, we've got a few in our club. You know, new sluice boxes, new gold pans are being reinvented every day.
Exactly. And metal locators. Now metal detectors are able to detect through the quartz rock and find golden quartz.
Now, is this a hobby for you guys?
Well, yes. Can we explain? Santa Rosa Gold Diggers meets once a month, the third Wednesday of the month at the Vets Building.
Mm-hmm.
There's about 70 of us in it, men, women, and children. And our club arranges trips to go to Bear River, which is outside the town of Auburn.
Okay, so up in gold country.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. And I arrange a trip to, it's called Rowing Camp Gold. And what that is, it's a gold camp on the McCollumy River.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's
down there. You can go for a week, or what we do is arrange a Sunday trip, and you meet at 10 o'clock, and then they take you down an hour down into the McCollumy River, and they have a pile of dirt there. You pan it out, all the gold you find is yours, and at 4 o'clock, you're heading home.
It's amazing.
It's
sounds
a
like
great
fun.
You can barbecue, you can do it, but it definitely is a hobby for most of us. There are a few of us in our club that do it as a living.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty amazing to me. Now, okay, so for the two of you, maybe you can each answer this question. How much gold have you actually found?
I've got an ounce and a half of gold, and that's been 7 years of panning.
And what's that worth these days? I have no idea.
Well, this is what I got in my hands, almost $1,300.
$1,300, right, and you let me hold it?
Yes,
silly
exactly.
man, silly
well,
man.
What Rob's got in his hand, it's worth a
it's
lot more.
It's a gold
more.
Nugget, it's what a,
it's
Rob's
a,
got.
Because it's in quartz.
It's a little different than placer gold. This is called a quartz specimen. This is what you find when you're hard rock mining. You it doesn't get washed down to the river. You actually find this naturally deposited in quartz veins. Which is where gold comes from the middle of the earth, pushed up as it turns into liquid. It gets pushed up through the quartz veins, and erosion, rain, deposits it in
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, do you travel with a burro with saddlebags, or is
wish.
That just lore? I
think I'm the burro.
Yeah, and I'm the saddlebag.
So this is obviously fun for you guys.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a good time.
It's a great time.
It gets us in backcountry and places that you've never experienced.
Oh,
beautiful
and the water,
scenery.
Yeah, the scenery, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Look, this is instant wealth. As soon as you find it,
yeah.
it's instant wealth.
Listen, my parents used to have a stake in an old gold mine up in near Lake Consumnes, the Consumnes River.
Nice.
In that area. I don't think we ever, well, I think we did pan for gold up there, and I think we got a few flakes,
yeah.
as I recall, but it was sure fun doing it.
That's all it takes. It's just a few flakes.
Yeah.
Any
exactly.
little bit of color, and you have the fever.
Yeah, and then you can, that's why they call it the
yeah.
gold rush fever, right?
Oh, it is. It's
yeah.
very much so. Yes,
well, it's
so.
Nice to know it's alive and well in Santa Rosa,
yeah.
and that you guys are carrying the flame, as it were.
Well,
yeah.
please check us out. We have a Facebook page, Santa Rosa Gold Diggers. Roaring Camp. It's Roaring Camp Gold.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd yeah. be fun for kids, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah. It's great.
Our
time.
Meeting's coming up. We're going to be teaching people how to use some of the equipment that we use, gold cubes, sluice boxes, pans, all that kind of stuff. We're going to be focusing on the gold cube, which is a three-tier stackable sluice box. So it's really involved and yeah.
Well,
yeah.
gentlemen, thanks for being with us. That's all the time we have
yeah.
this morning. And I know you've got to pack up that burro and be on your way
yeah.
for your latest lucrative adventure. But thanks for being
oh,
with
thanks,
us this
thank
morning.
You very
Just
much.
Remember,
be safe if you go out there. Be safe and fill your holes.
Yeah. Yep.
Words to live by. That's Randy Ritchie and Rob Kinney, the Gold Diggers of Santa Rosa Gold Diggers and Friends.